Imagine your mind as a landscape where rain naturally forms rivers. Once these channels deepen, water follows the same paths with increasing certainty. This is how our thinking works. Patterns form, solidify, and eventually trap us. In 1970, Edward de Bono challenged this mental imprisonment with a revolutionary idea. Creativity isn't just an innate talent, but a deliberate skill anyone can learn. His concept of lateral thinking has since influenced innovators from Steve Jobs to Nobel Prize winners, and for good reason. In a world where AI excels at logical processing, lateral thinking remains distinctly human, our cognitive superpower. What if you could break free from mental ruts and access breakthrough ideas on demand? This isn't just possible, it's a learnable skill that transforms how we solve problems, create innovations, and navigate an increasingly complex world. Our brains organize information into self-forming patterns rather than systematic files. This enables quick recognition, but creates rigid patterns that prevent information transfer and cause us to perceive variations as standard patterns. Like plastic pieces forming either a square or parallelogram, our minds arrange information in the most stable configuration available. Initial correctness doesn't guarantee continued progress. We often need to completely restructure our patterns to advance. This explains why humor and insight share a mechanism. Both involve an expectation followed by an unexpected reorganization of information. Temporary switches between arrangements create humor. Permanent ones produce insight. Vertical thinking selects, while lateral thinking generates. Vertical thinking seeks correctness, while lateral thinking seeks richness. Vertical thinking follows promising paths, while lateral thinking explores multiple approaches. With vertical thinking, we progress in connected sequences. With lateral thinking, we jump to new points with gaps filled in afterward, like reaching point D via G, then working back to A. Sometimes being on the mountaintop is necessary to find the best path up. Lateral thinking complements vertical thinking by generating ideas that vertical thinking develops. Though vertical thinking dominates our thinking time, lateral thinking becomes essential when vertical thinking alone cannot succeed. Like a car's reverse gear, not used constantly, but crucial for maneuverability. A half-filled milk bottle can be viewed as half-empty, half-full, or water in an empty bottle. While many believe they naturally explore alternatives, lateral thinking requires deliberate effort to generate multiple solutions rather than settling for the first promising one. To implement this, set a quota of 3 to 5 alternatives, pushing yourself beyond comfortable thinking. Practice with newspaper photographs by creating multiple interpretations of ambiguous images. A photo of people in water might be interpreted as people caught by the tide or protesters, demonstrating how identical visual information supports different valid interpretations. When restating problems, increase specificity when needed. The problem of lost children in crowds could become returning lost children to their parents, suggesting solutions like better identification or central meeting points. The goal isn't finding the best solution, but developing the habit of recognizing that alternatives always exist. Lateral thinking challenges not just how we arrange ideas, but the fundamental ideas themselves. When solving problems, we impose boundaries for convenience, but these self-imposed limits often prevent solutions. Since we can't examine everything, challenging assumptions becomes essential to lateral thinking. The 9 dots problem illustrates this perfectly. Connect 9 dots with 4 straight lines without lifting your pen. The solution requires drawing beyond the apparent boundary. The why technique resembles a child's questioning, but with a key difference. Children ask when they don't know answers, while this technique questions what we already know. The purpose of thinking isn't to be right, but effective. Edison's thousands of failed attempts at creating the light bulb were actually steps toward success. Yet education emphasizes correctness over exploration. With lateral thinking, judgment is suspended during the generative stage and applied only during selection, allowing wrong ideas to potentially lead to right ones. In daily life, assumptions are necessary, yet each is a cliché pattern that could be restructured. The goal isn't to create paralyzing doubt, but to demonstrate that any assumption can be challenged while recognizing their usefulness. Constant rightness poses several dangers: arrogant certainty blocking learning, premature rejection of useful yet incorrect ideas, settling for adequate solutions, and fear-based paralysis. Early aviation pioneers succeeded precisely because they embraced wrong ideas about heavier-than-air flight. Suspending judgment allows ideas to survive longer and breed innovations, similar to effective brainstorming where criticism is initially postponed. To apply suspended judgment, delay evaluation of new ideas, focus on how wrong ideas might be useful, and follow concepts to their natural conclusion. A bucket with holes seems useless for carrying water, but works perfectly as a vegetable washer or shower head. Innovation thrives when ideas develop fully before judgment, like a sculptor roughing out an entire form before refining details. Lateral thinking needs a practical tool as definite as no is for logical thinking. While no serves as a judgment device, po functions as an anti-judgment device. No operates within reason's framework, whereas po works outside it, not irrationally, but arationally, addressing information patterning rather than judgment. Po allows us to hold arrangements without immediate evaluation, protecting nascent ideas. Its simplest application involves holding unrelated concepts together. Computers, po omelets, might inspire ideas about automated cooking, recipe databases, or transformation processes. PO challenges established patterns, freeing us from fixed ideas and classifications. It functions as an anti-arrogance device, suggesting that information arrangements may be arbitrary rather than inevitable. PO never judges whether an arrangement is right or wrong. It simply facilitates rearrangements. As a language tool, PO signals lateral thinking is being used, allowing arrangements that make sense laterally, even if not logically. It's the laxative of language, breaking mental constipation. In its simplest form, two unrelated concepts are held together to let their associations interact. Computers' PO omelets might inspire ideas about automated cooking or how both transform raw materials into usable forms. PO protects new ideas from immediate dismissal and challenges dogmatism by suggesting that certainty about one arrangement never excludes other possibilities. In a world increasingly dominated by AI and rigid thinking, lateral thinking offers a distinctly human advantage. This ability to restructure patterns, challenge assumptions, and generate alternatives is essential for innovation. Practice it regularly through small projects. Generate alternative descriptions for everyday objects. Focus on desired outcomes rather than obstacles, and commit ideas to drawings rather than just verbal descriptions. When facing cliché solutions, try trimming unnecessary elements, extracting useful components, identifying underlying functions, or combining elements from different sources. Move toward more general descriptions or shift perspective when stuck. Lateral thinking isn't mysterious. It's a learnable skill complementing logical thinking. The patterns organizing your thinking are useful servants but dangerous masters. Practice not just for specific problems, but to maintain mental flexibility in a rapidly changing world. Your greatest breakthroughs may come not from following established paths, but from having the courage to step off them entirely.